With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The hurricane may be gone, but the tropical storm lingers. Idalia is off the coast of North Carolina this morning, slowly moving north-northeast out toward the open ocean. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg says a storm could make some waves along the Outer Banks.
Because of the strong winds over eastern North Carolina, there is a chance of storm surge flooding in parts of Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds. Due to those winds piling water up on the backside of the Outer Banks.
The storm left hundreds of thousands without power across Florida, parts of Georgia, and the Carolinas. Florida's Big Bend region got the worst of it, and today the FEMA chief is checking out the storm damage.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says President Biden dispatched her to Florida to meet with Governor Ron DeSantis.
To do assessments and see firsthand what the impacts from this storm are, and I can be able to report back to the president exactly what I see.
Criswell says Idalia was the strongest storm to make landfall along Florida's Big Bend coastline in more than a century.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston, two fatalities and weather-related car crashes in Florida, and a Georgia man was killed by a falling tree. Also at SRNNews.com, an inflation gauge watched closely by the Federal Reserve remained subdued last month, although prices do continue to rise.
The Commerce Department reports prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, the third straight modest increase. Compared with a year earlier, prices rose 3.3% in July, up from a 3% annual increase in June. The year-over-year figure is down sharply from the 7% peak it reached a year ago, though still above the Fed's 2% inflation target.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks on Wall Street higher so far this morning. The Dow is up 119 points. The NASDAQ ahead 92, and the S&P is trading 17 points higher. This is SRN News. You can leave, but it's going to cost you.
Oakdale Church in Olney, Maryland is quitting the United Methodist Church over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. But Pastor Kevin Baker tells the Christian Post that the UMC wants $4 million in fees, mission shares, and other costs if the congregation wants to keep its church. Baker says the 250 or so parishioners have only 2 months to raise the cash, and the UMC is unwilling to negotiate or even talk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's attorney general is suing a school district over its new policy requiring teachers to notify parents if their children change their gender identification or pronouns. The Chino Valley Unified School District, one of several in Southern California that have adopted similar policies. It's drawing criticism from Democratic leaders who control state government. The Chino Valley School Board president says the district will stand its ground. This is SRN News. Attorneys general from 14 states backing calls for compensation for those sickened by radiation exposure during nuclear weapons tests decades ago.
New Mexico's attorney general and Democratic AGs from 13 other states have sent a letter to congressional leaders saying it's time for the federal government to give back to those who sacrificed so much. A reference to the estimated 500,000 people who lived within a 150-mile radius of where the world's first atomic bomb was tested, in New Mexico in 1945. It also points to thousands in Idaho, Colorado, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Montana, and Guam who are currently not eligible under the existing compensation program. I'm Ben Thomas.
The National Weather Service warns gusty winds and low humidity are raising the risk of wildfires that could spread rapidly on each of the Hawaiian islands. More details at SRNNews.com.